Welcome to Between the Lines, where we journey beyond the surface of Scripture with hosts David and Jonathan. Get ready to deepen your faith as we uncover the hidden gems of the Bible. Without further ado, here's our show.
Good day. You're here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible, God's roadmap to eternity. Don't ever get it in your head that this is the only life you have. This is the short one, the temporary one, the training ground to see if you are worthy of eternal life. And you've got to, and God made it very easy. We're right now in the middle of Leviticus, where God is laying down the law because we couldn't follow the simple law that he gave. He gave it in the garden. You can do anything you want. Just don't eat of that tree. Oh, that was too simple. We messed that up. Trailer park that one all up. So then Abraham comes along. He gives the first covenant. He says, follow me with all your heart and circumcise your children. One of those is a spiritual guide and the other is a physical thing. So that wasn't easy enough either. So the children of Israel are coming out of Egypt and they just cannot keep their hearts after God. One day they follow him, the other day they're in doubt. One day they follow him, the other day they want to go back to Egypt. Something as simple as, oh, we're out of water. What will we do now? All of those mighty miracles that God did to bring us out of Egypt, and now we're out of water, we're surely going to die.
Mm-hmm.
How ye of little faith.
400 years worth of slavery, you know, it's ending within a year or so, the time frame here, and they're like, you just came out 400 years, buddy, give it a minute.
But they remember they had plenty of water, so we're out of water now, let's go back.
Yeah, we had our rations there.
Yeah, I don't mind. I making those bricks might have not been so bad, we weren't thirsty. All right, so God is laying down the law, which is a multitude of physical activities to make you feel like you're attempting to be holy. Mm-hmm. It is a process, and it becomes a bigger and bigger and bigger process as it's given down. And even when God stops giving the processes, the Jews add some of their own because their holy man, their priesthood, likes this. Because in the people's eyes, they are following all the law.
Yes.
And during the daylight, it might look like that. But God says, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. And what we're finding out now is no matter how hard you try to follow all these physical statutes, it's absolutely impossible, right? We just finished up, and probably a few more, how to deal with accidental sins, as if we can sin by accident. You know, you get it in your head, you're going to have adultery with some man's wife. That's not an accident. But we see here, you take a handful of soil and there's a dead critter in it. You have sinned, unfortunately. And a sin is a sin where the law is concerned. One sin sends you to hell as much as the bigger sin sends you to hell. The law ends in bondage and death. There is no salvation in the law. Absolutely. Unless you were able to keep it absolutely 100%. And there was only one person that ever done that, and it was Jesus Christ. And he came, God's only begotten Son, made especially for a single purpose of the salvation of mankind. And he kept the law and fulfilled the law and was able to replace the law with the one perfect sacrifice himself, once and for all, for the sins of mankind, so that these statutes could not be followed. And you must be very careful, because the Bible says if you attempt to keep the law, you must keep it absolutely. So if you have accepted Jesus Christ, you need to lay the law down and look for your salvation in him and trust for your salvation in him. Because if you try to hold on to any portion of the law, it's required that you keep it all. So you either accept the law or you accept the grace of Jesus Christ through his sacrifice. We're here in Leviticus chapter 7. Likewise, this is the law of the trespass offering. It is most holy. In the place where they kill the burnt offering, shall they kill the trespass offering, and the blood thereof shall be sprinkled round about upon the altar. He shall offer it free, and the fat thereof, the rump and the fat that covereth the inwards, and the two kidneys and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks, and the caul that is above the liver. With the kidneys it shall take away, and the priest shall burn them upon the altar for an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a trespass offering. Every male among the priests shall eat thereof. It shall be eaten in the holy place. It is most holy. As the sin offering is, so is the trespass offering. There is one law for them. The priest that maketh atonement therewith shall have it, and the priest that offereth any man's burnt offering, even the priest shall have to himself the skin of the burnt offering which he hath offered, and all the meat offering that is baked in the oven, and all that is dressed in the frying pan and in the pan shall be the priest that offer it. And every man offering mingled with oil and dry shall all the sons of Aaron have, one as much as another. So you would sin, you would bring your sacrificial animal to the priest, they would sacrifice, and portions of certain sacrifices would be set aside to feed the priests. So let me tell you, the priest did not go hungry.
Mm-mm.
No, this was a continual thing, because as we're seeing these statutes, you can unconsciously sin, and all of us do it. All of us physically, purposely sin, even though we don't want to. And Paul said, the things that I hate, I find myself doing. The things that I love, I don't. Because the flesh and the mind is contrary to God. It's up to the spirit man that dwells in the heart. The Bible's theme, the entire theme of this Bible, is the heart of man. Getting man to follow God. The spirit man resides in the heart, and it's his responsibility to focus this mind, get control of this mind and this flesh, and focus it toward God. Thus, you would be fulfilling the first covenant. Follow me with all your heart, and circumcise your children, the physical outward appearance. And every meat offering mingled with oil and dry shall all the sons of Aaron have, one as much as another. And this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which he shall offer unto the Lord. If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving, unleavened cakes mingled with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil, cakes mingled with oil, for fine flour fried. Besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offering leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of the peace offering, and of it he shall offer one out of the whole oblation for an heave offering unto the Lord. And it shall be the priest that sprinkle the blood of the peace offerings, and the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offering for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it is offered. He shall not leave any until the morning, but if the sacrifice of the offering be a vow or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day. He that offereth his sacrifice, and on the morrow also the remainder of it shall be eaten. But the remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burnt with fire. And if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of this peace offering be eaten at all on the third day, it shall not be accepted. Neither shall it be imputed unto him that offereth it. It shall be an abomination, and the soul that eateth it of it shall bear his iniquity. So not only did you have to select the perfect animal without blemish or spot, and in certain circumstances, depending on your sin, the quality of the animal would have to be higher in a monetary value. Then you would bring it, and the sacrifice had to be followed in such a process, or God did not accept it. So this has become a great bondage, and is becoming even a bigger bondage, and a major process, a major physical job that you have to do to try to keep yourself holy. And the flesh that toucheth any unclean thing shall not be eaten, it shall be burnt with fire, and as for the flesh, all that be clean shall eat thereof. But the soul that eateth of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings that pertain unto the Lord, having his uncleanliness upon him, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. Moreover, the soul that shall touch any unclean thing, as the uncleanliness of man, or any unclean beast, or any abomination, unclean thing, and eat of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings which pertain unto the Lord, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. So not only is it a physical process in bringing this animal and sacrificing it, if your heart is not right and you haven't cleansed yourself in the proper statute, when you bring the offering, you could face major dire consequences. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, ye shall eat no manner of fat of ox or of sheep or of goat, and the fat of the beast that dieth of itself, and the fat of that which is torn with beasts may be used in any other use, but ye shall no wise eat of it. For whosoever eateth the fat of the beast, of which men offer an offering made by the fire unto the Lord, even the soul that eateth it shall be cut off from his people. And we've seen earlier that the fat of the animal, of the sacrificial animal, represented excess, more than what was needed. The meat is what would sustain the human body. The fat is flavor, and it represented excess, and all excess was to be given to God. So he will provide for your means and your needs. If your heart follows after him, he wants to give you the joys of your heart. But in the sacrifice of the law, any excess was given to God. Moreover, ye shall eat no manner of blood, whether it be of fowl or of beast, in any of your dwellings. Whatsoever soul that be eateth any manner of blood, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. That is just an outright good hygienic thing not to do. Mm-hmm. Eat the blood. Lots of any illness that's in the body is carried in the blood. We were over in Germany a while back, had breakfast, had no idea what I had ordered on the menu. Right. And I ended up eating something called blood sausage, and it was terrible, so I only took a few bites of it. But thank you, Jesus, that I'm no longer under the law, because it was made out of caked blood, believe it or not. And it is atrocious to my, I guess they like it over there, but it was absolutely not suitable to my palate.
Right, and with that being said, that's a big thing in the U, or in...
Oh, that's where we were, the UK.
Britain. Yeah,
Britain. We stopped in UK, and we had breakfast. That's where it was. It wasn't Germany, it was the UK.
So they love it.
Yeah, apparently. I've seen them around things, and I was like, oh, that's a whole hog sausage there.
Yeah, it looks good. It does look good, but...
It wasn't good. Have you tried it?
No, sir.
No.
I just can't get past it in my mind. But I understand where you're coming from, like ordering it unaware.
Yeah. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, he that offereth the sacrifice of his peace offering unto the Lord shall bring his oblation unto the Lord of the sacrifice of his peace offering. His own hands shall bring the offering of the Lord made by fire, and the fat of the breast it shall be bring, that the breast may be weighed for a wave offering before the Lord. And the priest shall burn the fat upon the altar, but the breast shall be Aaron's and his sons, and the right shoulder shall he give unto the priest for a heave offering of the sacrifices of your peace offerings. He among the sons of Aaron that offereth the blood of the peace offering and the fat shall he have the right shoulder of his part. For the wave breast and the heave shoulder shall be taken of the children of Israel from off the sacrifice of the peace offerings, and have given them unto Aaron the priest and unto his sons by a statute forever from among the children of Israel. More of the statutes and the religious ceremonies. Some items are laid on the altar. Some are carved in certain ways and burned in certain ways. Some are actually waved in the air before they are offered. Some are heaved up into the air before they're offered. All depending on what type of sacrifice it is for what type of sin that you have committed. This is the portion of the anointing of Aaron and of the anointing of his sons out of the offerings of the Lord made by fire in the day when he represented them to minister unto the Lord in the priest's office, which the Lord commanded to be given them of the children of Israel in the day that he anointed them by a statute forever throughout their generations. This is the law of the burnt offering, of the meat offering, and of the sin offering, of the trespass offering, and of the consecrations, and of the sacrifice of the peace offerings, which the Lord commanded Moses in Mount Sinai in the day that he commanded the children of Israel to offer their oblations unto the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai. Chapter 8, Book of Leviticus. You're here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible in All of Its Majesty on WVFF 97.7 FM. Glad you can be with us. This Bible is not only black and white, it is interdimensional. and multifaceted, and you got to study and look at every word. You got to, and some words you take back to the Hebrew for better understanding. And the more you read it, the more you will understand it. I've read it in its entirety 100 times, and I get things every time I read it again. New things that I've read over and over will open up to me, and it will be the same for you if you get in there and look at it. And it's fascinating when the words begin to open up and give you meanings toward life. Chapter 8, book of Leviticus. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing oil, and a bullock with a sin offering, and 2 rams, and a basket of unleavened bread. Gather thou all thy congregation together unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and the assembly was gathered together unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And this is a vast assembly. And Moses said unto the congregation, This is the thing which the Lord commanded to be done. And Moses brought Aaron and his sons, and washed them with water. He put upon him the coat, and girded him with the girdle, and clothed him with the robe, and put the ephod upon him. And he girded him with the curious girdle of the ephod, and bound it unto him therewith. And he put the breastplate upon him also. He put in the breastplate the Urim and the Thummim. And he put the mitre upon his head, which is like a turban, we found out. Also upon the mitre, even upon his forefront, did he put the golden plate and the holy crown, as the Lord commanded Moses. Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and all that was therein, and sanctified them. And he sprinkled thereof upon the altar 7 times, and anointed the altar and all his vessels, both the laver and his foot, to sanctify them. And he poured of the anointing oil upon Aaron's head, and anointed him and sanctified him. And Moses brought Aaron's sons and put coats upon them, girded them with girdles, and put bonnets upon them, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he brought the bullock for the sin offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the bullock for the sin offering, signifying transference of sin to the innocent animal, so that the innocent animal could die in place of the men. Because God said in the garden, the day you eat of the tree, the day you sin against me, is the day you will die. And he slew it, and Moses took the blood and put it upon the horns of the altar round about with his finger, and purified the altar, and poured the blood at the bottom of the altar, and sanctified it to make reconciliation upon it. And he took all the fat that was upon the inwards, and the caul above the liver, and 2 kidneys, and their fat, and Moses burned it upon the altar. But the bullock and his hide, his flesh and his dung, was burnt with fire without the camp, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he brought the ram for the burnt offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram, and he killed it, and Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round about. And he cut the ram into pieces, and Moses burnt the head, and the pieces, and the fat. And he washed the inwards and the legs in water, and Moses burnt the whole ram upon the altar. It was a burnt sacrifice, for a sweet savor, and an offering made by fire unto the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. And there again, nothing smells better than a really good steak on the grill. Mm-hmm. And he brought the other ram, and the ram of consecration, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram, and he slew it. Moses took the blood of it and put it upon the tip of Aaron's right ear, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And he brought Aaron's son, and Moses put of the blood upon the tip of the right ear, and upon the thumbs of their right hands, and upon the great toes of their right foot, and Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round about. And a little while back we discussed, this is how you consecrate a priest, God's priests. And I do believe that Donald Trump was consecrated to lead this nation, because during that assassination attempt, God works in amazing ways. And the right tip of his right ear was bludgeoned, his right hand, and his shoes were off, and I guarantee you some blood got on his right toe. Don't know that for certain, but I do believe it in my heart. Knowing him during his first presidency, this is a different man. Absolutely a different man. And there are things in this Bible that speak about America, believe it or not. There aren't many that say that, but I do, because I've read it hundreds of times, and I absolutely believe it. And we have to have a leader in the end days that will absolutely protect Israel, because it's right here. And when we get to Daniel, I'm going to show it to you. Daniel in Revelation and several of the minor prophets talk about this country, believe it or not. And we'll get there if you stick with us long enough, and you'll see it. Verse 25, Leviticus 8, and he took the fat and the rump and all the fat that was upon the inwards and the caul above the liver and the two kidneys and their fat and the right shoulder, and out of the basket of unleavened bread, it was before the Lord, he took one unleavened cake, a cake of oiled bread, and one wafer, and put them on the fat and upon the right shoulder. And he put all of Aaron's hands upon his son's hands, and waved them for a wave offering before the Lord. And Moses took them from off their hands and burnt them on the altar upon the burnt offerings. They were consecrations for a sweet savor. It is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Moses took the breast and waved it for a wave offering before the Lord, for of the ram of the consecration it was Moses' part, as the Lord commanded Moses. Moses took of the anointing oil and of the blood which was upon the altar and sprinkled it upon Aaron, upon his garments, upon his sons, and upon his sons' garments with him, and sanctified Aaron and his garments and his sons' garments with him. Moses said unto Aaron and to his sons, boil the flesh at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and there eat it with the bread of it in the basket of the consecrations, as I commanded, saying, Aaron and his sons shall eat it, and that which remaineth of the flesh and of the bread shall ye burn with fire. Ye shall not go out of the door of the tabernacle of the consecration in 7 days, until the days of your consecration be at an end. For 7 days shall he consecrate you, as he hath done this day, so the Lord hath commanded to do, to make an atonement for you. Therefore shall ye abide at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation day and night 7 days, and keep the charge of the Lord, that ye die not. For so I am commanded. So Aaron and his sons did all things which the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. Okay, God laying down the Levitical law, and you will do it exactly the way he said to do it, or you could die. Very serious process. And we see as we go through this Bible, the Levitical lines, they are polluted, and I do believe the lines of Cain are in there because the line goes bad. And what we see later in Phinehas and some of the other priests, the big old fat dudes, and they begin robbing and stealing from God. God says, take this amount, and they come up with their own ways of deciding how much that God will allow them to have, because their appetites are becoming enormous, because they have so much excess which was supposed to go to God, and they become, and I'll tell you what, I have been heavier than I am now, and when I am heavy, my concentration is off, my spiritual life suffers, because when you feed this body, it overwhelms the spirit man. You have to starve this body, not completely starve it, but you have to put limits on what you give it. Because the more you give it, the more it takes from the spirit man. The spirit man needs to be in charge, and he must put limits on what this body has in order to maintain control.
Yes, sir. Denying the flesh.
Denying the flesh, exactly. Chapter 9, book of Leviticus. And it came to pass on the eighth day that Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel, and he said unto Aaron, take thee a young calf for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering without blemish, and offer them before the Lord. The children of Israel, thou shalt speak, saying, take ye a kid of the goats for a sin offering, and a calf and a lamb, both of the first year without blemish, for a burnt offering. Also a bullock and a ram for a peace offering to sacrifice before the Lord, and a meat offering mingled with oil. For today the Lord will appear unto you. Ooh, scary. And they brought that which Moses commanded before the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the congregation drew near and stood before the Lord. And Moses says, "This is the thing which the Lord commanded that ye should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you." And Moses said unto Aaron, "Go ye into the altar, and offer thy sin offering, thy burnt offerings, and make an atonement for thyself and for the people, and offer the offering of the people, and make an atonement for them as the Lord commanded. Aaron therefore went unto the altar and slew the calf of the sin offering, which was for himself. And the sons of Aaron brought the blood unto him, and he dipped his finger in the blood, put upon the horns of the altar, and poured out the blood at the bottom of the altar. But the fat and the kidneys and the caul above the liver for the sin offering he burnt upon the altar, as the Lord commanded Moses. And the flesh and the hide he burnt with fire without the camp." And you see, just as it was in the garden, God commanded Adam, and he told to Eve. God commanded Moses, and he told to Aaron and his sons. And the flesh and the hide he burnt with fire without the camp, and he slew the burnt offering, and Aaron's sons presented unto him the blood, which he sprinkled round about upon the altar, and they presented the burnt offering unto him, with the pieces thereof in the head, and he burnt them upon the altar. And he did wash the inwards and the legs, and burnt them upon the burnt offering on the altar. And he brought the people's offering, and took the goat, which was the sin offering for the people, and slew it, and offered it for sin as the first. And he brought the burnt offering, and offered it according to the manner, and he brought the meat offering, and took a handful thereof, and burnt it upon the altar, beside the burnt sacrifice of the morning. He slew also the bullock and the ram for a sacrifice of peace offerings, which was the people, and Aaron's sons presented unto him the blood, which he sprinkled upon the altar round about. And the fat of the bullock and the ram and the rump, and that covereth the inwards, and the kidneys and the caul above the liver. And they put the fat upon the breast, and he burnt the fat upon the altar, and the breast and the right shoulder, and waved for a wave offering for the Lord, as Moses commanded. And Aaron lifted up his hand toward the people and blessed them, and came down from offering of the sin offering and the burnt offering and peace offering. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. There came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces.
We'll be back with more spiritual insights on Between the Lines after a brief message from our sponsors. Stay tuned!